on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
SASSA's warning of possible payment delays for some beneficiaries this month. The agency says it's conducting a nationwide identity verification and eligibility review. KZN spokesperson Sandy Godelwana says it's aimed at picking up and correcting errors in the system. She says they'll be updating beneficiaries' personal details and will confirm any changes to their financial information. With grant payments scheduled to begin tomorrow, Godelwana's urged recipients who've been contacted by the agency to visit their nearest SASSA office.
There are clients that normally apply with SASSA and you find they don't have ID. We use a temporary ID. We use a quad 7 number, but it lasts for only 3 months. Meaning after 3 months, you don't come back with your ID from Home Affairs, then say suspend. Basically, we simply just need their ID number. They normally, clients should be informed. We write them letters, but we know what happens. The squatter camps, they might not get those letters. So others might get the letters, others wouldn't.
The SANDF says the decision to withdraw South African troops from the DRC isn't a sign of abandonment, but a political effort to achieve peace. South Africa's entered the second phase of its withdrawal process following the deaths of 14 soldiers in the region earlier this year. Defence Minister Angie Motshekga says trucks carrying 57 troops have arrived at an assembly point in Tanzania. The estimated cost of the mission is around 3 billion rand. The minister says they're still waiting on SADC to reveal what South Africa's contribution will be. Motshekga says the 16 member countries financed the mission.
That money was assumed that we're going to be there for longer, because after we extended our stay in the summit DRC just in December, we had requested extension for 6 months to stay there and then use the other 6 months to train the defense force of the DRC.
Motshekga and SANDF Chief General Rodzani Maphanya were speaking during a joint media briefing yesterday.
Our withdrawal is not abandoning the people of DRC. Our withdrawal is a tactical move that allows peace and mediation to continue.
And Iran says it hasn't been lending its support to Yemen's Houthis in their attacks on Israel. This after the rebels claimed responsibility for a missile strike on the country's main international airport near Tel Aviv. Tehran's foreign ministry has issued a statement to say that action taken by the armed group in support of the Palestinian people was an independent decision. The Iranian-backed rebels have been firing at Israel since its war on Hamas in Gaza began. Israel's promise to respond to the weekend attack on its main travel hub. Meanwhile, the Houthis claim 15 people have been injured in US-British airstrikes in and around the Yemeni capital Sana'a. A recap of our lead story, SASSA is warning of possible payment delays for some beneficiaries this month. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.